the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. I hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action and nothing but that action. And I want all the smoke. Who wants the smoke today? Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, thank you for joining me. That's Thursday, May 14, 2026. And I just want to get ahead of, and tell everybody that my last show on this
on this station will be what day? May 22nd? On the 22nd. So I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm not going to continue on with the truth moving forward. This was a decision based on what I believe that I wanted to do with my future. And this is a decision that where I had to make sure that I keep all of the things that I wanted to do for myself, my community, and my future. I just wanted to make sure that it was in line. So once again, my last day will be May 22nd as a radio show host on this dial, on For the Truth, the brand. So once again, I'm looking forward to my next endeavors. I'm excited to tell you the truth. And like I told somebody, you know, I told them before, I said, I came into this community thing independent. I came into this community thing being mostly dealing with the community straight up the way I wanted to deal with the community. I entered my broadcasting career the way I wanted to make sure that the community was going to be informed. And I'm going to continue to do that. And so I just had to make sure I made the right decision for where I wanted to go with my brand of activism. So with that being said, my last show will be May 22nd right here on The Truth. Salute to everybody that ever dialed in, that ever chimed in, that came through the chat. The future will the truth will continue on under a different brand, and God bless. God bless whatever, you know, those endeavors are. But as for me, Tory Lowe, I think that I made the best decision for me and what I wanted to do for the next 10 years of my life. And God bless everybody on The Truth, all of the talent, amazing group of people. Everybody that has ever came on the show, we have done amazing things. Once again, we have won so many Wisconsin Broadcasting Association awards, probably the most out of any radio, black radio broadcasting in this modern time right here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's just not a small feat to overlook. And I think that we will continue to be great and do amazing things. It just won't be with The Truth, and that's fine. And whatever I can do down the road to help, you know, some of the young people that continue on with the brand that we started right here, that I was able to be a pillar of, I'll definitely go in and try to help the younger people that are getting into broadcasting. I would love to continue to try to help them and develop and understand that, okay, broadcasting is one of those things where I didn't think that even me as a radio show host that I would even have the opportunity to become a radio show host in the city of Milwaukee. They hold on to them job forever. But we were able to get the Tory Lowe Show on the air. Salute to Good Karma Brands. Salute to all of Sheree Harris, Kyle. He was the content director at that time. Salute to just every producer, everybody that came through on the Pop Culture Report. It's just been an amazing journey, and it don't stop. It may take another shape, but it won't stop. I mean, my brand of service is universal. Everybody need help, so the help won't stop. And I think that as we move forward, I encourage everybody that's a part of, you know, Truth Nation to make sure that you are able to, you know, like we always do, always have your opinions and always listen to the well-rounded conversations and make your decision from there, you know. And that's my hope for the future when it comes to The Truth. It's going to be an amazing next journey for me. And like I said, y'all ain't going to miss a beat. We ain't going to miss a beat. It may not be in this space, but trust me. We got a lot of work to do still, and the goal is to regroup, rethink, and reshape and repair the village. And so that's going to continue to happen. I got some amazing news that I'm going to drop next week, Monday as well. So like I said, it's just a part of the process, a part of the journey. And I am excited. I'm truly excited to see as we grow how that looks, you know. Because trust me, we got some work to do. We got some things in place that we're going to be asking the community to be a part of. We're going to still have those call to actions. And in the meantime, in between time, y'all just have to follow me on Tory Lowe, K-I-N-G, on Facebook, Instagram. You know, y'all, that's how people contact me anyway. Y'all, a lot of y'all that listen to the show, y'all already know what's going on when it comes to what goes on social media in the community. So that is where, you know, a lot of, while I'm resetting, a lot of the information will be right there. And I wish the best for everybody that continues forward with the brand on the truth. And like I said, it's going to take a community to save a community, and the movement continues. Hey, look, when we come back, we gonna get into today's show. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. 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 Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees. Even in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight, when the pain from the bottom was too much to bear, he was there to get you through the storm, and the advocate. Tory Lowe, 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 Tory Lowe,
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Show. Now, I want to talk about this because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. All of these abandoned stores, the Walmart, they saying that the one on 27th and North Avenue is going to be soon will not be there. The one on 3rd and Martin Luther King, like near 3rd and Locust, was shut down. But the abandoned Walmart, they saying now that these Walmart stores and all of these corporations are being shut down. They're saying that abandoned Walmart now is being eyed for a potential data center. Hey, it's empty. We might as well, I mean, it ain't no more, you know, food up in there. Might as well go ahead and put a data center up in there. Well, if you're listening, I guess we got some video on how they, you know, they eyeballing this Walmart, this empty Walmart. Let's listen.
Good morning, everyone. We've heard about this discussion of data centers in areas like Mount Pleasant, even Port Washington, but now the discussion has reached the city of Milwaukee. And just over here, I'm going to sort of walk over here to sort of point at the situation that's at hand right now. We are in a vacant lot right over here near 60th and Capitol that could soon feature not only residential spaces, but a self-storage facility and a data center. In a public hearing notice released by the city, it says the site was purchased in 2022 by AFS Milwaukee LLC. The property includes a vacant 160,000 square foot area that used to be a Walmart. Now, last month, the City Plan Commission approved a residential development plan to be part of this massive vacant space. But what's proposed now is the remaining portion of the property. That's also including reserving space for what they're calling community service uses, an indoor self-storage area, and that data processing facility. All of those plans are not allowed under the current zoning overlay. Now, people will be given the opportunity to voice their opinions and their concerns virtually, in person, or even by email. But as for that meeting on when this proposal will be brought up in the city at City Hall, that'll happen on Monday at 1:30 p.m. So definitely people are just becoming more aware about this and the discussion of data centers coming now to Milwaukee.
All right, so do we get the big fallout and people protesting, or are we trying to figure out how many jobs they're going to create? What are we doing with this? I mean, there's a lot of people that have been resisting these data centers. Is this the one that uses up all the water? Obviously not. It's nowhere near the lake. So this is the one that don't need a lot of water.
I know that people are going to protest this. There's no way people don't protest this.
I'm just saying. I mean, they got storage units coming. Because some of y'all may be put out y'all house. Y'all need storage units. I mean, what is this? Do we care? Are we trying to go along with it to see, is there anything in it for the community?
Go along to get along.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why I said when I saw people on the outskirts protesting these data centers, I just raised an eyebrow like, okay, well, what's going on? Well, here we go. An old Walmart that's been sitting there, they had to cut the grass in that lot. Because I went over there and did a live video of how it was just grassy and all kinds of stuff. We was actually trying to throw an event in the empty lot, and they tried to block us out. During Halloween, we was trying to do a Halloween thing for the kids because now they putting the fentanyl and stuff in the candy. So, okay, now they're saying that now it's finna be a data center and a storage. And I heard something about a community service space or something like that. I mean, I don't know what that is, but they threw that in there. If you want to, I guess next week you're going to be able to talk about it next week, Monday. At some kind of common council meeting or something like that. But they already got the plans already. So they're just trying to hear, you know, I guess you got to go up there no matter how you feel. I hope the community really understand what's really going on here. A place where there used to be people coming up there to get food, groceries, things like that at a Walmart. Now, that space has added to the food desert. I guess we still got to pick and save over there. I guess we still got to pick and save. So, is that pick and save still over there? If y'all in the chat, if y'all know that, let me know if the pick and save. It's still, you can still get groceries over there at Midtown. But like I said, what do y'all feel about these data centers coming? Now this one finna be in the hood. The data center is coming to the block. Oh, well, they said Milwaukee already had how many data centers? How many did we count before that were just when we first started talking about the data centers, Andrew? We said it was, what, 30-something?
20? Yeah, it was like almost 40.
Almost 40 data centers already? So what's one more?
I think now people are getting kind of wise to the system, Torrey. So I've imagined, like I said, I cannot imagine all the protests that happens around Milwaukee. Nobody's going to protest this. That's crazy.
Motor Elephant in the chat says, key question, will training and jobs be created? Will training and jobs, like if you don't, will they train people from the community on how to work in the data center, or do they have to go to school, or are we getting ready? Because you know that this may take at least a year to actually see, since they're talking about it now, maybe next year you may see it up and running. So do you got time to take a class to try to get the jobs? And how many jobs? How many jobs do data centers offer the community? Because it's all digital. I mean, it's all data coming in through computers, so what do you need? What kind of requirements do you need to work in a data center? Look that up, Andrew. What are the requirements to work in a data center?
Well, I can tell you, Torrey, it creates about 1,000 temporary jobs to build a data center. but only about 50 to 200 permanent jobs. And they're high paying. 50 to 200 permanent jobs, potentially.
Because it's all going off of AI. Or, you know, AI don't need that much, you know, maybe need somebody to change the battery or something. I mean, change the electricity. Hopefully the fuse don't blow or something like that. Somebody in Talk to Texas, all data centers use a ton of water.
Got to keep out of the equipment.
They said
cool.
Mount Pleasant is not by the lake. So, okay, let me get this straight. So this is going to be in the inner city, not near the lake, but the energy that runs it has to be next to water. Is this what y'all telling me? So so they going, you know, it's going to be tapped into some kind of grid to keep the energy going. I don't know. This is what they saying. 3541 in the chat says that all of them use a ton of water. Do we even care? That's all at this point. Do we care more about potholes or data centers?
Potholes right now, Tori.
Right now is a pothole crisis. Y'all got to focus in because I guess they're having the meeting on Monday at 1:30. So hopefully y'all show up to the meeting. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
K-Ball, 10 toes. We outside for the people. Yeah. Step out the crib, that heart on my sleeve. Phone keep ringing, that call I receive. Grandma on the porch say pray then leave. So I lace up hope like a brand new weave. Block full of pain, I done walk them tears. Face every fear, I done fought they years. Name in their ear like a chant in the bleachers. Front row love for the hurt in the dreamers. They say tone it down, I just turn up truth. Made for the trenches, I was raised by proof. If the system cold, then I bring that flame. You can see that light when you shout my name. Tory Lowe, that Batman.
101.
Pull up when it's that bad.
Seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got Nazir Spencer in studio for the Pop Culture Report.
Yo.
A huge drop day.
It's a big drop day. We got to start with the first one.
Two major things dropping.
Yeah, the NFL schedule come out tonight.
Ooh, Packers. The Packers.
And we got two games confirmed so far with the Packers, though.
Mm-hmm. They're just teasing everybody.
How you feel about Thanksgiving and Christmas football game? I don't like those days.
I think that Thanksgiving has always been one of those days where everybody just know football going to be on. We're going to hang out with the fam. But when the game, you know, we're going to watch the game, hang out with the fam, get something to eat.
Yeah.
That's just been traditional Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. I like football on Thanksgiving. But Christmas, that's basketball for me, man. That's what I grew up watching.
It seems like you can get a little bit of both now.
Yeah, but like I'm going
to
watch.
It used to be basketball. Basketball used to own Christmas.
Right.
Now.
Hey, football, I'm gonna watch it.
Football has been inserted into the conversation.
I gotta
watch
it.
The last couple years, yeah.
You gotta watch football if it's on, like, because it's only so many games, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know how people feel about those days, but yeah, the schedule drops tonight. We got those two confirmed days. Packers Rams is Thanksgiving Eve, so that Wednesday.
Okay, that's what's up. I think that the Packers right now have a good winning streak going on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, they play crazy
last
year.
They get that turkey leg.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I think we got two turkey legs on Thanksgiving so far.
What was the last
one? Jordan Love.
Yeah, we had the one with last year, Micah.
I think we got one last year and one the year before that,
okay.
I think.
I don't remember who they played.
I know we got two, I think.
Yeah.
Two six-leg turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, instead of an international game, they got two Wednesday games. That's crazy. Two Wednesday holiday games. I don't like that.
Well, I'll say this, you know, I think we do better in prime time. Packers,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Packers in prime time, they play. It's a good game.
Unless Micah's out.
Now, if Micah's out, I don't know. I mean, hopefully, he's supposed to be coming back.
He should be back.
I don't even know when his comeback game is. I don't even know if it's the first game of the season or third game into the season or something like that.
He got injured late in the season, so it's not going to be for a little bit, I feel like, right?
So we may go like 4 or 5 games without Mike.
Yeah, you might go like half the season, really.
Oh, wow.
You really could, at most half the season. Because he was like 2 more weeks left when he got injured.
But what I'm saying is I think that a lot of people are recovering from the Achilles injury, and it's, you know, that doesn't – it's stronger than what it was when it snapped.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's – I don't know how people recover from that because that's a horrible tear.
Well, like I said –
it's more common too now.
It's more common. I think because we're playing on turf now.
Yeah.
It's not grass. You know, like I said, you're going to get your injuries. It's a contact sport.
Yeah.
Football is a contact sport. You know, all the basketball players.
They tear their
Achilles and ACLs and stuff like that, too, as well. The wear and tear of the game.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Who you excited to play this year? I know you're a big Packer fan. Who you really want to see outside of the Bears?
I just want to sweep the Vikings.
The Vikings look good, man. They got Kyler Murray now.
I just want to sweep the Vikings.
They got Kyler Murray, JJ. I'm serious.
It looked good on paper.
Kyler Murray's tough. I don't care what nobody says.
It looked good on paper. That's all I'm going to say. And the Vikings ain't, you know, the black and blue division has always been tough. Let me say that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect to the black and blue division. We always beat each other up.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I just need the Pack to get right back on top of the division. I need to sweep the Bears this year. I need to sweep the Vikings this year.
You're not sweeping the Bears.
I'm just saying.
I don't think you're sweeping the Bears.
Here we go.
I don't even like
try
the Bears.
To see.
I don't like the Bears. But
that's why we got the schedule. That's why we got to play the games.
On Christmas Day, too. I heard rumors that Packers might play Bears week one, too. So you might get 2 big games, week one and Christmas Day for the Bears. That's crazy. That's a crazy little, you know? Rivalry game.
Well, it is, but what I'm saying is I think the Packers, if they can come back healthy before they got injured, before all the injuries to key players, people thought the Packers was a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they was gonna make a run if Mike.
But now that we got these injuries and we don't know what that looks like, I guess the Packers might be a quiet Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And that's due to injury. You take away the injuries, no doubt. They'll say the Packers is a Super Bowl contending team.
It was a 1 seed last year for a little bit, so we'll see it tonight. Hopefully it's a good schedule. And they don't got no international games, so that's good. I don't like international games.
I think Jordan Love got hurt at the international game against the Eagles.
In Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, so
that was a rough
one. We don't want to do those.
Yeah, and it's a home game. It counts as a home game if you are technically the home team, so that sucks too. So whatever. But we got another drop later tonight. Iceman. Is dropping tonight.
Here we go. I heard a lot of talk about this Iceman album.
You heard the leak this morning?
I heard the leak. I listened to it.
Listen.
Now, it's a traditional Drake hip-hop rap flow.
Yeah, of course. But the
he
message.
He's taking shots.
Again. It's 2026. I'm just saying.
I think Drake got mental trauma from what happened with Kendrick.
Yeah.
And he can't let it go.
He dissed LeBron. LeBron just got swept.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he can't let it go. I want to hear something new. He bowed out from the Kendrick beef.
I mean, he tried to sue him.
Right, but what I'm saying now, he started it.
Yeah.
He bowed out.
Yeah.
Then he tried to sue.
That don't make no sense
now
to me.
He's typical Karen at this point.
Well.
He acted like a Karen at this point. He started something. Now he's trying to point the finger and call the police. That's what this looking like to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I was hoping just to get a new project, fresh music. Let's keep it moving.
He dissed LeBron, which is, I'm not a huge LeBron fan, but the man got LeBron tatted on him, right? I feel like if you got LeBron tatted on you somewhere, you can't be out here dissing him. You just look stupid to me.
He sounded like an ex.
You see what I'm saying?
Ex-relationship.
You see what I'm saying?
That you can't let go of. You know, I was hoping for the Iceman to be just Drake displaying why he's where
he is.
Why
he's the GOAT,
I'm not going to say he the GOAT.
But of this generation.
But what I'm saying is Drake make good music.
Right.
Okay, he's always made good music. Nobody's going to take that away from him.
Yeah.
I want to know what the future looks like. I don't want to go backwards right now.
I agree. I don't know.
Also, I heard Future was on there.
Yeah,
as
we
a
gonna
feature.
See. We
I
gonna
don't
see.
Know.
I don't know about that. We
I don't
see.
Know if Future on there or not. But I'm hearing rumors. But I heard this leak, and I like the flow. I like the traditional
Drake.
That was
a cool song, yeah.
I like the traditional Drake flow.
Yeah.
Like when he owned it, when he in his bag.
Hmm.
But I don't like when he's going backwards and still taking shots at things that he bowed out of or he tried to sue from. We don't believe you at this point. Leave that stuff alone.
Yeah, as I
said. Keep it moving. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to hear a Drake album dissing people right now.
I mean, he pretty much was saying for so many other songs that he don't really need nobody. You know, he was telling everybody, like, I don't need y'all. I can do this. That's what I want to see. I want to see Drake prove it to everybody why he doesn't need these features on his album. Because, like, realistically, I don't think he really does. Because he can just pull numbers. It don't matter. But with talking about this beef, I'll be seeing online people talk about Kendrick fans and Kendrick Lamar dragging the beef by bringing it to the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl is a power move. And then he stopped talking about it after that. But now Drake is 2 years later, and we still talking about it. Like, you know, you sued, you did all this stuff. I don't know. I'm excited for the album. I just really, like you said, going backwards is not a good idea, especially for someone of his stature. And it just looks bad right now for him.
Well, I'm sure we all go here. By next time we do the Pop Culture Report,
yeah,
we'll be trying to dissect.
Yeah.
Whatever this project may be. But I'm just hoping that he goes on. What does the future Drake looks like? What does him moving forward into the summer, fresh music, continue to move forward? Yeah. If he's taking shots at people, I don't think the right now nobody believes he can win a battle against Kendrick, against, you know, anybody. Like, at this point, let's have some fun. It's summertime.
Yeah,
it's festival season.
Is that the music you want to hear? You want to hear like the party music?
You know, that's Drake. That's just,
right. Yeah,
that's how he got on. That's what moves his fans. They want to get out, have some fun.
Yeah,
all this tough talk. Nobody, I don't want to hear all that from Drake.
Are you a fan of Drake or no?
I like Drake's music.
Okay,
I think he kind of lost me as he got older because he kept making music for younger people, fair. Which is good for his brand.
Right, that's fair.
Good for his business.
Yeah.
But as far as me aging and growing too, a lot of it is just not what I want to hear as I mature. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Where would you rank Drake? Where would you rank Drake all time on the rap? Like, if you have to like think about it, top 10?
I think definitely top 20.
20? You don't think top 10?
No.
Really?
As far as like in today's age.
Or just all the time.
You know, it's kind of like the conversation with LeBron and Michael Jordan.
Think so?
Yeah, a lot of people who was around when Michael Jordan was around, they ain't nobody better than Mike.
Right.
But now that Jordan is no longer around and a lot of people who've seen LeBron play, they believe that he's the GOAT. But when you've been around 50, hip-hop has been around 50 years,
mm-hmm.
And I've been largely, you know, around since that era, no, he is not in the top 20 now as far as MCs.
Really?
No.
Not even top 20?
It's at 20, if that.
Like, even with all the numbers in the world, like, he
well,
got.
Well, I'm talking about record sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I think that when you have writers, it takes away from that.
Wow. Okay.
I think if you got people writing your stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta put real MCs before that.
He claims that he writes his stuff.
Come on now. We know the OVO sweatshop.
Like, I'm just saying.
You know,
I'm just saying.
Do you believe he writes his own stuff?
No, of course not.
Everybody knows
he
don't write
his own stuff. Of course not. I'm just saying that's what he say. He say that he writes some of his music, not all of it, right? But he admits that, you know, he's a writer. You know, he writes for other people's songs too.
I believe he writes good ideas when it comes to like, I got this experience that I want to.
Yeah.
I think he's a great creative.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't take the creativity away. I don't care who write for you. He still puts it in his creative mind flow.
Yeah.
So I think that his creativity is at the top of the charts.
You gonna buy some tickets to his tour if you go?
To what?
To his tour if you go.
I'll never. I have never thought to go buy some tickets to go see Drake.
Dang. So if he
I've wanted to check out his music, but if a Drake concert came past, I've never thought to like, okay, let me go grab me some Drake tickets.
Hey, he came to Milwaukee a few years ago. He loves it here, apparently.
Well, like I said, I know you're going to be there.
I was there. I was there before. I was there like 2022. It was a fire concert.
You text a video and send it to me and tell me.
Show up. Show up to the concert. It's right down the street.
If you get the ticket, I might show up.
It's at Pfizer. We can get it for free.
If you get the ticket, if you can get us in there, man. I might go.
You got more money than me.
And, but I'm just saying, I don't want to go.
Man, what if I like? You gotta go. We gotta come with me if we go. It'd be good for the brand.
Somebody said I paid $1,000 when he came.
You crazy
to the Pfizer Forum?
$1,000,
Young Money.
Yeah, you crazy.
That's because he Young Money. He, you know,
man,
Drake is a part of Young Money.
I, of course, he was
and
raised
so
by the
your name Young Money. I'm sure you went over there. Agreed. Not getting Drake tickets. Jasmine in the chat.
Dang.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
1-4 Say your name.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
Yes. Yeah. On the block by the courthouse. Phone ring, he already know. Mama crying in the hallway. Who gon' speak? She say, Tory Lowe. North side, south side. Same pain, same tears on a different door. He the one they call when they can't breathe, when they can't take it anymore. Advocate Tory Lowe, he gon' ride when it's time, let the city know. From the hood to the front row, if you hurt, say the word, he gon' stand 10 toes. Advocate Tory Lowe, every step, every march, you be in that snow. When it rain, when it cold.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Pop Culture Report with Nazir Spencer.
Yo, yo.
Nazir, what else is going on out here in these pop culture streets?
I want to bring this to attention because it's a movie coming out in the summer. You know Christopher Nolan, the guy that made Oppenheimer? You ever seen that movie?
I saw it.
You ever seen Interstellar? You know,
I heard of Interstellar.
The Dark Knight?
Yep.
The Dark Knight trilogy. He made those movies. So he's making this movie called The Odyssey. Okay. The Odyssey is about, you know, Odysseus and the Greek mythology, Trojan War stuff. And it's supposed to be all mythology stuff that, you know, people
Greek mythology.
Yeah, Greek mythology. So people are going to go enjoy that movie, the story of Odysseus and, you know, the Trojan War and his 10-year, you know, journey back home or something like that. So there's a casting in this movie that's getting a little bit of pushback online. Not even pushback, just straight up just hate. And it's this character called Helen of Troy. She's a white goddess originally in the mythology stories. Whatever.
Usually when you see Helen of Troy, she's a white woman.
Right, of course. Now, Christopher Nolan, he casted Lupita, I don't know how to say her last name, but Lupita, I don't know, I'm not going to try it. But she got casted, she's a black woman, and this character is supposed to be portrayed as the most beautiful woman on earth.
Mm.
And I think that's what stands out with a bunch of people online.
Because this is a black woman.
Right. So there was this Twitter post about, I guess, from this, I don't know, some reporter, the Daily Wire. And it says, not one person on the planet actually thinks that Lupita is the most beautiful woman in the world. But Christopher Nolan knows that he would be called racist if he gave the most beautiful woman role to a white woman. Nolan is technically talented, but a coward, too afraid to do anything that even slightly challenges the spirit of the age.
Well, I'll say this. Who is the most beautiful woman on the planet?
You know, I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, Tori, easily could be this woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, I don't know. I think she's beautiful. But, I mean, I think he's more mad of it just being a black woman in a white portraying a white woman, a white goddess in the movie. And I don't know. I mean, the most beautiful woman in the world, great, but can she act?
LaRon says Lizzo.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
LeBron in the chat said Lizzo.
Okay, yeah. That's your speed. Go ahead, with it.
Like I said.
Go with it. But look.
Beauty is only in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, but, you know, this is just.
But why is the hate, though? You know, this is where I say you find out who your allies truly are. See, I say this, you know, they could have put a Hispanic. Selena. Mm-hmm. I remember when Selena was up there, everybody, mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez played Selena. Woo.
Right.
All of a sudden, now you put a black woman as a Greek goddess,
mm-hmm.
and now you're the real. No, we don't need that.
I don't get it.
That's crazy to me. I mean, she's beautiful.
I mean, it's also just like fantasy.
Plus,
right?
We ain't never seen every woman in the world, so
we
can't even tell who the most beautiful. We got Miss USA. We got all these pageants and things like that.
Right.
But sometimes when them women win, I'd be like.
Right, like, cool, you know, but
they may have just did this off of just some backyard, you right. know, somebody was in the back room and pushed her up there.
Right. Look, this is one of the most talented actresses in the world, in my opinion. And she's done some fantastic movies, whether it's with Christopher Nolan or she's in Black Panther movies. She's mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the movie Us?
Yeah.
She's in that. She's the lead role in that movie.
She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to hate and say this black woman can't play this role because she's not the most beautiful woman in the world,
mm-hmm.
and now you're making it a black and white thing, that's inferiority. You're scared. You have a problem. Yeah. It's just a movie.
Right.
It's Greek mythology.
I don't understand where the hate comes from. I really don't.
It's racism.
Well, of course, but like, it really, like, at this point, it's just like getting old, man. Like, this is another right. thing you said.
The black woman has the Eve gene.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the only woman
mm-hmm.
that has that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, why ain't you talking about that? I mean.
They don't know nothing about that.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that.
Just that alone.
Right. He kept going in these tweets. He says, "We're told that we shouldn't object to Helen of Troy being portrayed as a black woman, and yet if a major Hollywood studio made a film set in Africa and cast a white woman as the most beautiful woman in Africa, those same people would literally riot in the street. If, say, Sydney Sweeney was cast in the role, they'd be driven to murderous violence. We all know this is the case."
Well, I'll say this. I remember they had portrayed Egypt with white people that played the role in Egypt, especially in the Moses movies.
Right.
A lot, as when I grew up, a lot of people didn't know that Egypt was actually in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it has so many white, every time you saw a movie concerning Egypt,
uh-huh.
it was all white actors.
Yeah.
So I asked a woman that had a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
And I was like, somebody said, ask one of your friends, do they know where Egypt is? And this was back in 2011.
Some people still don't know where it is.
Yeah, they think that Egypt is not in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. That makes no sense to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But due to the way American movies, Western culture movies portray Egypt, that's where the confusion is.
That movie's going to be fantastic. It has a star-studded cast. It has a mix of, you know, races, doesn't matter what it is. It's just all great actors and actresses that are brought along for this movie, which a lot of people are asking for. A lot of people want a lineup full of, you know, star-studded actors and actresses to portray in these movies, and that's what they got. And now people are upset because, and plus, I don't even think you can compare it to stuff like that. Like, imagine if we put a woman, most beautiful woman in Africa, like, okay, that's not fantasy. This is fantasy, I feel like.
Well, you know I'm looking in the chat. They said Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra.
Elizabeth Taylor. I know who that is.
Yeah, she used to be a famous older white woman.
Okay.
Back in the day.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. She was hanging out with Mike.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mike but, Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
But LeBron goes on to say, Elizabeth Taylor was not the same color as Cleopatra, and Egypt was in Africa until they moved to the Middle East. You can't move Africa.
Right.
I guess maybe they redistrict.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I hope they're not redistricting that. That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
You know some folks, you know the Western culture like to redistrict.
Yeah, they love doing that. Hey. They like to, you know, get rid of black people.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you.
We still here no matter what. But look, my point about bringing this whole thing up is I just didn't, you know, I wanted to bring it to your attention because I never understand why it's that serious. You know, it's just a movie. It's a fantasy character. Not really fantasy, but I mean, maybe some people think it's real, but
it's just acting.
It's acting. It's like, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. She's going to put on a great portrayal. She's a great actress. Like, I don't see the issue. So
this is why I just, Hollywood is just entertainment at this point. It's not real.
Yeah.
Some people, I mean, just, you know, they take it for real. Like, I remember Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
He played Morpheus.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of the best roles.
Yeah.
But he also played Cowboy Curtis on Pee Wee Herman. It's acting.
It's just
whoever
acting.
Go pay the rent for that week.
It's just acting.
Whatever job, go pay the rent. That's it.
You just got to get used to it. Get over it. That's what I would
do. Thank you for the Pop Culture Report.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Nazir Spencer. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.